Well, that's an interesting story because the festival there was run by an Indiana University alum, and Lori Pitts and I both are from, and Dr. Steinberg actually, are all from Indiana.
And Lori Pitts is also a pianist.
On the piano faculty,
right,
as well as Dr. Steinberg, and then there's Eric Ruppel as well, but he studied at the University of Michigan. And the director of the festival in Nebraska knew us very well, knows us very well from Indiana, and he invited us. And since then, we've been invited every year.
And tell us again why the Forbes Center was selected this year for the 50th anniversary festival.
Well, I think they've been very pleased with our performances in the festival. And word has gotten out throughout the country, I would say, that we have this wonderful facility that was just built. And they thought it would be a wonderful way to bring the festival to the Shenandoah Valley. They do try to have the festival in different regions of the states each year. So they haven't had anything in Virginia yet, so that's quite a plus for us.
And I understand that there's sort of a different focus reflected in the title for every year's festival, and the title for this year's festival is List as Missionary. Why
that's
is
right.
that?
Well, this is an idea that came to us in some of our discussions about how we wanted to handle the festival. And Dr. Ruppel came up with this wonderful idea of List as Missionary, because one of the most important aspects of the incredible career of Franz Liszt is how he promoted the works of other composers. And he did this through his hundreds of transcriptions, and he would take works of Franz Schubert or Verdi or Wagner and transcribe them for the piano, and he would take these on the road. Of course, this was before the phonograph. So this was an incredible way to get this music out there to the public. That if he would tour in small towns, for instance, that wouldn't have an opera house, yet they would hear excerpts from operas that he would then transcribe for the piano. He actually revolutionized the whole concept of the piano recital. He founded the idea of the piano recital. And it can really be said that he almost had a rock star status during his lifetime that he enjoyed. He was probably the Mick Jagger or the David Bowie of the 19th century. And this you cannot say about many performers. And Franz Liszt really enjoyed incredible European-wide fame during his lifetime.
So the fact that my now almost 13-year-old son has to do a piano recital every few months, we can trace that back to Franz Liszt.
You can trace that back to Franz Liszt. And you can also blame the fact that pianists memorize their music on Franz Liszt.
Oh.
Because before that, that was not the tradition. Solo pianists would play with the music.
And what can festival goers expect this time around at the Forbes Center this weekend?
Well, we have a series of recitals and lectures and some lecture recitals even. And we will be doing some transcriptions of songs of Franz Schubert. And we will, one of the evenings features all of the 12 transcendental etudes of Franz Liszt. We have two world premieres. We've commissioned works by both JMU composers, Jason Haney and Eric Ginnivan. That will be very interesting for us. And the piece that Jason Haney wrote, it's kind of in the spirit of Liszt. He transcribed for four pianos with four pianists the prelude to Der Meistersinge von Nürnberg of Wagner. And this was a perfect way for us to show off the fact that we have four concert grands at our disposal. And I'm not so sure how many universities in the United States can say that, but we do.
And probably not many.
Probably not many.
Well, Dr. Dobner, thank you for your time and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.